There are 2 billion mothers worldwide. And I try to figure the math. There's like 8 billion people. It's about a fourth of those are mothers. In the United States, 82.5 million mothers, so a bunch. It's the third largest holiday in the United States following Christmas and Easter. And you can see some facts there. And this is 2012. That's what I pulled off the internet, and I didn't look for more recent. But in 2012, $671 million spent on cards. That's just the cards. $1.9 billion on flowers. And then $21.5 billion on gifts for mothers. So quite a day for many people. More fun facts. Most kids by one mother, 69. And it's on internet, so it's got to be true. But well, this says the lady, Mrs. Fyodor Vasilyev of Russia, between 1725 and 1765, gave birth to 69 children in 27 births. She had multiple births, more than twins. But so anyway, 69 by one lady. That's wow. And then the next one. The oldest mom, age 63. Her name, Rosanna Corte, gave birth to a baby boy when she was 63 years old in Italy in 1994. I think she may have had some other help, but 1994, 63 years old. And this is one of those amazing facts. Diaper changes, by the age of two, a child would have 7,000 diaper changes. And just out of my curiosity, if you have 69 children, that's over a 500,000 diapers. That's, wow. So, one more fun fact. In most languages, the word for mother starts with the letter M. I was not aware of that, but then it has some here. Mother, mater, matka, morsa, madre, mutter, me, makwine, and whoever put together languages, most of the words for mother start with the letter M. Wanted to share with you today, it's not a traditional Mother's Day passage, but it's one that applies to mothers, but applies to all of us. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, there in the third chapter, Paul is putting together a list of things and exhortations for Christians to live a godly life, a holy life. So if you read the first several verses of that, we're not going to read those today, but if you'll read those, it's a challenge, exhortation that Paul has given to people, to all people, to live a godly, holy life. So he concludes that passage right there with chapter 3, verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him in everything. So that was the challenge I wanted to share this morning with mothers and Mother's Day, but it applies to all of us. So specifically mothers, but to all of us. When he says whatsoever, that word is literally, it's an emphatic, any kind, without limitation. So in anything you do, whatsoever you do, whatever you are doing, whatever you do, that without limitation of any kind, whatever you do, whatever. The word do is that active word in motion as you go, as you are doing this, as you go through life. The word is the reasoning or communication that needs to take place. So in everything, whatever you do in word or deed, and deed's the next one, the work, action, effort that it takes as you go through life, in everything you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in the name is the authority and character of Jesus Christ. And then giving thanks is being grateful and expressing gratitude for what God has given us. You have all that summed up in that one verse. Whatever you do in word or deed, in everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So what I wanted to challenge you today was, whatever you do. So the challenge for us, whatever you do as you go through life, and whether you are a new mother or whether you are an old mother, Janice and I yesterday were at a college graduation, Iowa State in Ames. 4,000 and some students there. And so you multiply that by how many mothers were and then grandmothers. We were there. So it was our grandson. So his mother was there. We were there. His great-grandmother was there. So you had a lot of mothers in there. Whatever you do as a graduation service, and whether you are young or old, whether you work or, and that's a misnomer when you say you work. My mother always got upset when, she was a stay-at-home mom. And people ask us as kids what my mother did. Well, she doesn't do anything. And, that would upset her because she did everything. So no matter what, where you are in life, when this talks about whatever you do, do it to the glory of God, in your words specifically. When I'm thinking, excuse me, in your words mean a lot. And as a mother, you know that. And, as a parent, you know that. As a child, you ought to know that when your mothers, when your parents, are speaking. But in your words mean so much. So words of encouragement, words of love and hope and joy. Even words of sorrow, just the words of a mother, soothing the child. So you need to be careful also of the words of criticism and harshness and anger. Your words make a difference. So in everything you do, and specifically this point, with your words, speak words that are godly, kind, helpful, encouraging, supportive, all those kinds of things that you do, whatever you do in your words. So someone, tried to think up, what some mothers might have said to their sons. So Mrs. Morse may have said to her son, "Sam, stop tapping your fingers on the table. It's driving me crazy." Now, some of you youngers won't get that. He's the guy that invented Morse code. So tapping, so I thought it was funny. Mrs. Lindbergh, "Charles, can't you do anything by yourself?" Mrs. Washington, "George never did have a head for money." So, he's also on a quarter. I didn't put that on there, but, then the last one, Neil Armstrong's mother. "Neil has no more business of taking flying lessons than the man on the moon." So, just the words that a mother could say, those words of hope and encouragement, those words of challenge, those words of support, whatever you do, mothers, your words make a difference. Make them words that are helpful and encouraging to help the child grow. I can remember as a child words that my mother spoke. I've told some of you, I think in the past, I said, I have a brother that's he's 11 months older than me and once exactly a year younger than me. So in two calendar years, my mother had three sons and we drove her crazy. And besides that, we had sisters and another brother. So, my mother's words. I used to be able to recite all of them. All the words she used to challenge us and encourage us, and she was she meant what she said, and she was the kind that if she said to do something, you responded. She said to jump, you ask how high. I mean, that was sort of thing. She was just that kind of. So I remember my mother's words just growing up, and that's been a long time ago since I was a child. But just knowing that the mother's words make so much difference. Whatever you do, use your words wisely. So in your words, use them wisely. The next one, in your actions, in your words or deeds. So your actions, whatever you are doing, the actions that you have, your tasks. I know for people today, it seems like the common word is busy. How are you doing today? I'm busy. What's going on? We're busy. Everybody is so busy. Life gets hectic. It is overscheduled often. It is out of balance. But when I think of this, take advantage, do it all in everything you do, your tasks, you need to take advantage, as a mother, take advantage of teachable moments, opportunities you have to teach a child. It doesn't have to be a formal setting. It doesn't have to be a long lecture. But notice those times. Take advantage of the time that you have because actions speak louder than words. That's an old saying, actions speak louder words. Kids pay attention to what you're doing as well as what you're saying. Well, they don't always pay attention to what you're saying. They should pay attention to what you're saying, but they will pay attention also to what you're doing. Your actions speak loudly. So when it talks about in whatever you do, in your words or actions, be wise in your actions. Do your actions well. There's a picture of a mother multitasking. And it's a funny picture because of all the arms, but mothers multitask. Doing the meals, doing her work on a computer, the cleaning the house and the shopping, taking care of the pets and the babies and all the stuff going on. Life does get busy and hectic, but be aware of your actions because they do make a difference. And then this one, being able to juggle all the things of life. So many things going on, you need to juggle your time and your efforts and your abilities, all that stuff that happens. So the challenge is for you on whatever you do in word or deed, in actions, do them well. Do them as unto God. That's the next one. Do them in the name of the Lord Jesus. So when we talk about this spiritual component, many times we go through life and often spirituality is what we reserve. That's when we feel spiritual. That's when we're getting ready to go to church on Sunday morning there are various other times you might feel, but many times spirituality is not priority. And what this is saying, whatever you do, word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Having that spiritual component, that spiritual attitude, that spiritual part of life. As a mother, you are very important in the life of a child to point them spiritually. Again, what you say and what you do makes a difference. And the spiritual component, doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus, is going to be very important. So you have, when you talk about this spiritual the spiritual component, whatever you do, whatever you are saying in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, you have that authority from God's Word. So it's not just what you think or what you prefer. It's not necessarily spiritually, it's not necessarily politically correct. It needs to be spiritually correct. But you have the authority of God's Word. You have the power that goes with God's Word. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Just that perspective as a parent to know there's power in the Word. You have the hope. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. You have that authority and hope and power, as well as joy. Joy in life. Now, joy is not always, we don't always experience that overwhelming joy. But there's joy in walking through life knowing that as a parent, you are giving your child what they need spiritually, morally, by your words, by your actions, in every aspect of ministry. So you have whatever you do in the name of the Lord Jesus, the spiritual component. And then you have giving thanks in everything you do, giving thanks. That being thankful for what God has done, being aware of what God is doing. Sometimes that attitude of gratitude is lacking. Being grateful is necessary. To recognize as a parent, to teach your child, to show your child being grateful. We live in a society where people have rights. I have a right to this, and it's whether they deserve it or not, they think they have rights. As a parent, your child has, you have a responsibility to give your children those rights, to live a life that is pleasing and honoring to God. So when you have a verse like that, while giving thanks to God through Jesus, an important statement for me, one that struck me of all that I prepared this week, this one is the most striking. God comes to the world through Jesus. The world comes to God through Him as well. So whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him. Through God. That's how you live life. That's how you, as a mother, share that life as you teach, as you challenge, as you encourage, as they grow. And life passes so quickly. Janice and I, as we have talked, we have a grandson that graduated from college, and that's making us feel old. This grandson is going to get married. When your grandchildren start getting married, that makes you feel old. So as you go through life, take advantage of the moments God has given you. So as a brand new mother, as an expectant mother, as a mother with preschool children, as a mother with high school children, teenage children, as a mother with grown children, as a grandmother, great-grandmother, go through life with this challenge. Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him. Because God comes to the world through Jesus, we go to God. The world comes to God through Jesus as well. Studies show that mothers are the strongest influence in a child's life. Because of the nurturing, the love, the teaching, respect, the spiritual vitality, family commitment, whatever you do as mothers, do it well. So you have whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That applies to all of us, the challenge to live a godly life. Mothers, whatever you do, word or deed, through Jesus Christ, giving glory to God. Let's pray together. Father, I'm thankful for your word. I'm thankful for the challenge you give us to live a godly life. And then a challenge like this phrase that says, whatever we do, whatever, in word or in deed, do it all in your name, giving thanks to God. Thank you, Father, for a Mother's Day that we could be reminded the importance of the women you've given us, mothers that have birthed us, mothers that have encouraged and challenged us, mothers that have given on beyond what they ever thought they could. Again, Father, thank you for this day. Speak to our mothers, speak to our fathers, the children, each one here. Help us to be challenged in whatever we do or say, to love you and give thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen.